in on her contract provision, Iger's promise, and the decision to move the channel under Sweeney, as well as Iger's ambition to succeed Eisner. She was incensed when Murphy told her Iger had characterized the problem as a girl thing. She said it was nothing of the sort. "Angela, I've known Bob Iger forever," Murphy said after hearing Shapiro's explanation. "I have to tell you, he's lost his soul." Angela Shapiro told Iger on Friday, October 3rd, that her decision to leave was final. Her lawyer would work out the details with Alan Braverman, Disney's general counsel. Shapiro didn't want to sue Disney. She was hoping to leave on amicable terms. After all, she'd been there for 8 years, and until she was assigned to the family acquisition, she had loved working at ABC. They agreed that Shapiro would stay until she negotiated her severance, and they'd announced the change to the staff the following Tuesday. When Shapiro arrived at the office on Tuesday morning, everyone on her staff had already gotten a voice message summoning each at a specific time for meetings with Sweeney. She faced a barrage of questions about what was going on. Shapiro was irritated that she hadn't been able to make the announcement before the calls, but she called the staff together, told them the channel was moving to the cable group, and that she would be leaving. Still, she tried to reassure them that there wouldn't be any drastic changes, and their jobs were secure. When Shapiro returned from her meeting with Sweeney, she was visibly shaken. She reported that she had offered Sweeney her help and support, but had been brushed aside. In short order, Sweeney had vetoed the Us name, dispensed with the strategy for reaching teen girls and women, and declared that the channel would be gender neutral. Romantic comedies already in development would be marketed to men. Shapiro's assurances to her staff that everything would be all right were largely undermined by their individual meetings with Sweeney, especially since someone from Human Resources was present at all of them. Sweeney told them all variations of the same message, that the channel should always have been in the cable group, and there would be a series of meetings to see where you fit in. Sweeney added that she'd be reviewing their program development efforts and repeated what she'd told Shapiro, that the channel would now be gender neutral. The following Monday, Sweeney and Iger met with Shapiro's staff. According to several people present at the meeting, Sweeney said, "Angela and I have worked closely from the beginning. It was her idea that we meet with each of you separately. Let me repeat what I told each of you in those meetings. We'll be reviewing the programs in development. As I said, I'm so proud to take over this channel. You've done a remarkable job, and I'm so proud of all your hard work. You're going to be part of an even stronger team." The Walt Disney Concert Hall finally opened to the public in October 2003 with a series of three gala benefit concerts, culminating in a star-studded musical tribute to Hollywood and a dinner outside the hall under a huge tent. After the project was nearly abandoned for lack of funds and interest, the new concert hall managed to garner rave reviews both for the stunning architecture by Frank Gehry and the acoustics. "Its silvery cascades are one of the most beautiful sights anywhere in the U.S. Time. Disney Hall is a defining masterwork. Newsweek. "A serene, ennobling building. The New Yorker." Though she didn't live to see its completion,